We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101, SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Woohoo! This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the director of SEO and social media for Advanced Internet.
So that was a new way to act. You sound excited to be on the show today, Ross.
Man. I am pumped. It was a new way to start it, right? Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
And you've got a new, what is it? Something new.
I've got new hardware for like microphones and all kinds of stuff. Now I might actually sound better. People can stop complaining about me breathing. Hopefully. but just in the radio show. I want to breathe the rest of the time.
Yes. Yes. Excellent. It's a good thing. It's a very good thing. Highly underrated. But yeah, today, wow, we've been doing lots. I've been busy. I've been running around the continent. I was in Seattle, SMX West, of course, which we talked about on the last show. And then right after that, I went to SES Toronto to speak there.
Nice.
And that was a lot of fun. Really was quite disappointed, actually, that it ended so quickly. I even went up to the organizers and said, is there anything else I can do? I'll even open, like, because they were doing a table session where they were talking to SEOs and stuff about particular topics. Right. So that there's a couple empty tables. I'm like, oh, can I sit down and make one? I don't know, do something. I just felt like I went all this way for a 1 hour thing and I'm done. It's just anticlimactic, I guess.
Don't they do all the networking and all the good stuff like that in the can? I've never been to the Toronto's thing.
Well, it's like any other SES. Stuff to do. It's just smaller. Slightly smaller. But
how was your Father's Day?
Awesome. How about yours?
Yeah. It was okay. I was stuck in the house the whole day, but it was nice being with the family, kind of tight one-on-one. It was good.
Nice. Stuck in the house. How come?
So I don't know if I told you, my wife had an accident and totaled one of our cars a few weeks ago.
Oh,
well,
right.
We haven't replaced it yet. So the other one decides, well, I'm going to start breaking down because you don't love me as much. So it's in the shop.
Oh, no. How's she doing, by the way?
Oh, she's doing much better. She just got banged up by the seatbelt and the airbag mostly. But she's recovered fully.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Glad to hear that. Well, to continue our trend here, we should get right to the meat of things here. And today, we were going to try and get a guest on, but we just didn't have time. So we're going to do a site review. And it happens to be, and oh, man, I don't think I'm going to get this name right. Sorry, Mark. Mark Klobuchar of OnlineBlackjackHQ.com.
that's just as good as I could have done. So you got it right.
Perhaps better?
Probably, yes. I'll give you that one.
Okay. So the site again is onlineblackjackhq.com. So headquarters.com. In any case, what we've done is, as usual, we split it up. I'm doing on-site, and John's going to do off-site this time. Yay, I know what you love that.
Woohoo! Yeah. Oh, wait, that's your line. Sorry.
Yes. I don't know about you, man. Okay. So to start with, you know, looking at the site, my first impression, and I think first impressions, I always like to ask people what there are my site, so hopefully this will be appreciated, is I find it a bit subdued. I didn't really want to read it. It's too dark. And it just didn't get me pumped. Didn't make me want to go, woohoo! what's
there's not enough contrast.
No.
It's like gray text on a gray background on a darker gray background.
Yeah, with a black.
Not that has anything to do title. With SEO. But
you're no, right. It isn't. But it's, you know, SEO is going to do you very little if someone's going to go there and jump away. You know, it didn't have that vibrancy that I needed. Now, the keyword folk.
And I think we lost Ross. Do you love these live shows? You never know what's going to happen.
It's the Canadian internet.
It is the Canadian internet. Maybe there's like a Canadian version of a hurricane hitting him. He lives in an island, doesn't he?
I guess so.
Well, hello.
There he is. Did you get hit by a Canadian hurricane?
No. I don't know what it was. It just sort of, I could hear you going, he's gone. And then all of a sudden I was gone. So.
Now you're back.
Mentally, I'm gone anyway, so it's sort of fitting. So, online blackjack. Obviously, the site is about online blackjack. It was a little bit hit over the head, and I know search engines are going to feel the same way because you know they have feelings. Now, when I went through the site, I saw everything. Like from everything from the keyword tags, which are pretty much just remove them. They're not even worth being there. They're laden with blackjack and online blackjack and so on. Too much. There's way too much use of that particular phrase. Remember, online blackjack, there are synonyms. There's internet blackjack. There's blackjack online. There's, that's a pretty weak one. But, I mean, there are synonyms you can use. And frankly, search engines aren't that daft anymore. They're going to look at your site, and they're going to go, okay, this person's over-optimizing. It's as simple as that.
Anders. It's pretty interesting that you look over on the thing, and I think this is a WordPress site, just mainly because over on the site it has recent posts and most viewed posts. Yeah. One of the most viewed posts is the robots.txt file. That just blew me away.
Yeah, I know. And I was looking at that as well, and sure, take my stuff away here.
Sorry.
Yeah.
At least I'm staying on a show and not taking little breaks like you.
Yeah, for one thing, the most viewed post shows page URLs and not page names. I don't know how that happened. There's some sort of glitch going on there. Sounds like a programmer might be needed to look at that. It's pretty much anything that's more than basic on WordPress I get my programmer to do. I'm totally gotten lazy. But that's definitely got to be fixed because at this point it's quite useless. That said, also, there is a where is it here in my notes? Recent posts should be below most viewed posts once the most viewed post is actually working. I believe that anyway because most viewed are obviously the ones that are going to get the most exposure, and you want people to click on those, right, because they're obviously ones they like. Recent posts are good. This is just a preference. It's not that the search engines can't see either. They can. I just like to have the most prominent ones at the top. Going through the site, I noticed that, especially in the blog, there's a read more tag, and it just says read more for, or just read more. It's as simple as that. That can be optimized using the Headspace 2 plugin, if they're not already on Headspace 3. It's a very simple add-on into your WordPress, and then you can say read more on Blackjack Strategy. Or read more on our blackjack strategy number one, you know, whatever you want to say. Don't say online blackjack. You got to stop using that. It's pretty overused. Another thing, probably the most critical thing, frankly, is the main menu. Right now it says home, articles, the basics, strategy one, strategy two, strategy three, special offers. There's nothing to do with blackjack in there. And this is one of the areas where you would want to add a little keyword density in here, some sort of keyword use. So blackjack articles or blackjack strategy, you know, break it up. Use some different phrases in here. Make it obviously usable. That's primary. But you've got to add some more context to this. Strategy 1, strategy 2, strategy 3 just doesn't say enough. Now, if let's say I click on strategy 3. On the page I go to, again, the title is just strategy 3. And it's not even in a heading 1 tag. Basics of optimization really count here. When I go through it, I see there's a lot of good data here. I checked it, by the way, just to be sure there's no it wasn't duplicated. And it's not duplicated anywhere, so kudos. You've obviously written some good content. But it's just falling flat due to the design. How do you feel about that, John?
I don't disagree at all. I mean, from an SEO standpoint, design, the aesthetics of design doesn't matter that much. But even there, technically, the way that's laid out, the way that's targeted is just really difficult to deal with. I mean, you've got H2 tags on your headings, so that's fine. You've got a unique content, so that's good. But like Ross said, you need to add a little bit more relevancy in your internal navigation while removing some of your overusage of specific key phrases that you're using over and over and over and over again.
And one thing too, on the home page, it's all about call to action. And when I was reading that content there, and it's good, it's decent content because you had an idea of why online blackjack is different than playing it in an actual casino. Good stuff. Some of it I didn't even think of. It's good. But at the end, you know, you finish it off with may the edge be with you. But there's no call to action. After that, I want to be, okay, click here for this. Go to my strategy number 1. I think this is where you should start if you're new to this or, you know, something. And I'd also add some of these in line. So while you're writing some of that content there, you could easily have links to separate sections of your site. It may require a little bit of a rewrite, but that's not a bad thing. In fact, the site is a bit stale. There hasn't been updates. I think there's been 1 or 2 updates per year since it opened. That's 3 updates so far.
I'm seeing it when the backlinks. I'm only seeing backlinks even being generated since March. So I didn't even think it was open that long. I thought it was like a 3-month-old site.
Well, maybe it is. Well, November 12th, 2010. So yeah, it's not that long then, actually. But since then, there's only been 3 posts. That's including that one. So and then that one, the post title is welcome. There's no other context to that. That has to say more to that. Welcome to onlineblackjack.hq or whatever you want to call it or however you want to put it. Also, the image is broken there. You know, I'm getting to the site. I'm not feeling like I'm at a place where I'm really going to be looked after or there's any kind of personality behind it. And again, online blackjack gets used far too often.
And that goes to your point, too. If there's only three recent posts, meaning it's been up, you know, 6 months and you've only had 3 posts, you need to have more content on this site. You need to have, for this style of site, you need to be pushing more content, creating more pages, getting some more deeper reach and covering quite a few different types of key phrases through that content.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting the impression by the site and how a little it's updated, this is one of many sites you may be running.
Wait till we talk about links.
Posts are far too infrequent. I would say weekly or at least twice a month for any kind of life. Remember, this is supposed to be a site that's offering value to the internet and to search engines. Right now, it's not. I mean, there is some value, but it's stale. Search engines have seen it. They've moved on. And unless you're going to build some links, get people to see it and really like what you've got there. And I stand by it. There's some good content here. There's just not enough of it. It needs to be spruced up quite a bit. And, you know, add a personal perspective. I think this is a great opportunity to add some universal search to it. So add video. Give examples. Put a face on this. Right now, especially with the darkness and the lack of contrast within the site, it's pretty hard to feel a part of anything. And these days, everyone wants a bit of a community.
Especially on a WordPress site. It's easy to do on a WordPress site, too.
Now, initial text when I go to the homepage. Hi and welcome to onlineblackjackhq.com. In the first sentence, even the first paragraph of the search engine's little index, there's really, it says blackjack once. It's okay. Then it says blackjack again in the next sentence. There needs to be some focus on that first, say, 25 words search engine's index on the page, because there's a good chance that that'll be used as your description within search engine results. And it's also considered in your ranking algorithm. So that's something to be considered as well. I've got a couple other notes, but before we do that, let's take a quick break, and I'll just finish off my own site and hand this over to John.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
2, 1, boost to ignition.
Ascend into new heights of ranking and revenue with a search engine friendly online shopping cart that's ready for liftoff. Introducing Ascender Cart. Ascender Cart optimizes your shopping cart with easy-to-use SEO tools that will help build keywords, titles, and tags for top search engine rankings. Get all of the advantages of having a shopping cart on your site and monitor your progress with regular reports in just a click. Prepare to launch your shopping cart to the top of the search engines with Ascender Cart. Learn more about what Ascender Cart can do for you at AscenderCart.com. AscenderCart.com.
Rock the world with LinkedIn. Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, I was offering some of my tips for online blackjackhq.com, and I'm just going to continue a few more tips before I pass this off to John for the offsite.
But before you go, though, I have to say I love that new commercial. The new sponsor for eBrands, because every time I can hear Brasco doing that call out, eBrands, I can see his face all scrunched up doing it. It's hilarious. I love it.
I thoroughly enjoyed it too. We love you, Brasco.
You know how many times I had to cut that commercial? You know how many times I had to say eBrands? Well, 50 times to get it right.
I want something like that for SEO 101 too. So you got to come up with a SEO 101.
SEO 101.
Yeah. All right. Sorry to derail your cross, but I just had to say that.
It's quality content that everyone's wanting. I know it. a couple things. Using Screaming Frog STO Spider, man, we should be getting affiliate revenue from these guys. I love using it. It's great. It's good for getting a good overview of what's going on the site. Thank you, John, for introducing me to that. Online Blackjack Basics, Online Blackjack HQ. That's the title of one of the pages, and a page with good content. Way too over, the overuse is pretty intense there. Mix it up a bit. Know that WordPress, it's going to want to add the name of the site after everything, but you can change that. You can go into the code. You can alter that, and I think that might be a good idea. Headspace 2 will allow you to do that as well in a custom way, so keep that in mind. Let's see here. The meta description tag is not on certain pages. Not a big deal when it comes to rankings in terms of the ranking algorithm, but it is important in terms of getting someone to click and get to your site. It's part of that pitch. If Google decides to use your description tag, and it will only if it's relevant to what it sees on your page, then that can be a really good pitch for people to click your site versus your competitor. Go on there and spruce that up a bit. And again, cut back on the phrases. I think I've beat that to death, haven't I? But it's true.
Yeah, it's definitely true.
Anything else here? The special offers page form is not working. That's the newsletter page. At least it doesn't look like it. It probably does if you put it in there, but the button doesn't look like a button. And even the error message comes up blank. There's a few things that need to be fixed there. And I think I'm good there. How about I pass it off to you now?
All right. So one of the things I noticed last time we did these site reviews is I tried to cover way too much stuff and went through it way too fast, and I'm not sure it really was valuable to anybody. So this time I'm going to do a couple overview things, but then I'm going to really focus on one thing that I think can be valuable to everybody, though it's really applicable to this site specifically. So one of the first things I do, I've got three different sites I go to immediately when I'm doing off-site. Of course, the Yahoo Site Explorer is still fairly good as far as looking at backlinks and being able to determine whether they're to the whole site, to just the domain, that kind of thing. I also use Open Site Explorer from the SEO Moz crew and MajesticSEO.com. You can get some information from all three of those for free, but you can get more information from Majestic and Open Site Explorer if you pay and get a membership. But for what we're doing here, they provide plenty of information. So let's go to Yahoo first. If you do a site:// search on Yahoo for www.onlineblackjackhq.com, it takes you directly to Yahoo Site Explorer if you're not already familiar with that. Once you get there, there's a couple settings you have to make sure you click to see that the right picture for the links to the site. One, make sure you're on the In Links tab or the In Links button instead of the Pages button. And then over the site, it'll give you a couple of drop-down options. One of them, the first one, asks you to show In Links from all pages except from this domain or except from this subdomain. Always select Except for this domain because that removes internal links from your list, so you're not going to get any of the internal link structure. And then the second one is only to this URL or to the entire site. In this case, I picked the entire site because I'm looking at the entire site. I'm not researching a single page. So when I did that for this site, it gave me a total of 22 inbound links. Now, when we look at Majestic, it'll show us that you haven't been doing link building for very long, maybe 3 months or so. It's been discovering these links that we can tell. So 22 links is not a lot, especially in a very highly competitive space like online gambling of any kind. Then we look a little deeper, and then I'm looking at the actual links themselves. Where are they coming from? What kind of links are they? And there's, out of the 22, I'd say probably 18 of them I would never click on even to do research because they're on very funky looking URLs. One of the URLs is like qfpf.66622.hube4.cz.cc/114.79. That's the URL. And I can't even say on the air the name of the page because it's way too pornographic. And most of those links are like that. They're all very porn-oriented on very suspicious-looking URLs. So that tells me right alone but those are probably not going to be counting for much of anything from a link building perspective for you, especially since they're porn related and you have a gambling site, so they're not relevant at all. So there was a couple links towards the top. I said, okay, let's look at this. First of all, I saw a number of links coming from ezinearticles.com, which tells me one of your link building techniques is article distribution, which is not bad. That's okay. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those links, but I'm not seeing any of the links from where those are being published. So maybe it's just because they're brand new. You just submitted them in. Again, it looks like you've only been doing link building for a few months. So maybe they still have to be disseminated. But so that's one thing. Then I went and looked at another article just to see what the link looked like. So I picked a page that ended up on onlinepokersuite.com, and it was an article. You may have written it, you may not have. However, I look at it and all the words, the usage of the word blackjack on this page, and there's probably between 12 and 15 of them, are all links. I thought, and they're not even links to your site that I can tell directly. They're all being redirected through a plugin of some sort. So that tells me that there's a lot of, it's a very spammy looking page because there's tons of links all from the same anchor text, all going to the same place. And then on the very bottom of it, there's an article board link. That's where the article source is. I can't even find your link on the page, even though Yahoo's telling me it's on there. I can't find it. So maybe it was on there at one point and it's been changed. So basically what I'm saying is this, even if your link was right there on the top, this is not a very good backlink for you at all. It's on a poker site. You're a blackjack site. The page itself is full of what are obviously spammy links. So that taken into consideration with all the other links that you have that are really to porn sites, the article distribution sites, the links you have are not counting for much at all, and you don't have very many of them. So that's what I get just looking at Yahoo portion. Then I go in and take a look at some of the things on the other sites. So if I go to, let's do Majestic SEO first. Majestic SEO, I go in and
you that's can what I'm do looking at right now. Yeah.
Okay, and you've probably logged in, but I just looked at the free version because that's what most people would have access to. So you put the domain in, and there's a couple of things. There's a couple ways to click through. excuse me. I'm looking at the summary for the subdomain, and there's a choice between the fresh index and the historic index. For Majestic, I usually use the historic index at this point when I'm doing research. The historic index will show you everything it knows about for the past, how long it ever knows about your site. In this case, it's showing the last 12 months. It shows in the last 12 months, there's a total of 31 backlinks. And you'll notice it's a little different from the Yahoo. Open Site Explorer is even different from that. So looking at these three tools, they're all going to have different link counts. You're not really going to be able to say this is exactly how many backlinks I have because they all crawl different. They all come up with different numbers. But you can usually get a general idea. So one had 26 or 23. This one has 31. The odd man out here is Open Site Explorer, which only shows 2 backlinks, but it's probably ignoring all those Russian weird porno links, so which is a good thing. But it's a good thing that it's ignoring them, but at the same time, if that was the only tool you were using, you wouldn't know those existed if you didn't put them there and somebody else did. So there's two sides to that coin.
I'm just looking at the top backlinks report. And it shows 48 links, and to further beat this into the ground, every single link uses the anchor text online blackjack. I take that back. One of them just says online.
Okay, so now we're even. You stole my thunder too. Okay.
That's
fine. You were due. I give it to you.
what does that mean?
That we're even, and I'm next.
No, I mean, I'll let you finish it. What does that mean to him?
So because all your backlinks have the same anchor text, you don't have enough diversity. And if you look at the overall backlink profile for your site, if it's heavily weighted with one particular phrase, it's not a natural backlinking profile, and the engines will take that into consideration. It's like, this is not natural. Everybody does not link to the site with exactly the same text. There's nobody that's linking to it with an image, nobody linking to it with a domain name, nobody linking to it with read more or click here, which is actually very important to have that diversity in your link profile. But if they're all exactly the same, that's a big red flag. Big red flag. excuse me. So another thing, actually, when I'm looking at this, 31 backlinks with 13 referring domains, that's not bad in most cases. That's a pretty decent distribution of referring domains to backlinks. That's like three backlinks per domains, are those really weird, freaky domains that are just a little bit different, that contain numbers and letters that don't mean anything. So in that case, those domains are probably not counting for much to begin with. Would you agree, Ross?
I was just typing in. Was it just me that lost John for a bit there? It probably was, because my connection's so bad. But I only caught a bit of that, I'm afraid.
So, all right. So yes. Just say yes. Just say yes. There you go. Very good. See, Ross agrees. So everybody remember, email him at that address I just gave you.
Send money to Ross. Yes, thank you.
No, they're asking for money, Ross. All right. So to move on.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, another thing I'd look at Majestic is the backlink discovery non-cumulative view, which is really a history of how you're building links on the site. And it can show a lot of data about when you go on a run for building links and when you start really doing it, and it really breaks out natural patterns versus non-natural patterns in link building. This really shows me that it's only seen links for building on this site for 3 months. Now, it may be because Majestic just discovered your site 3 months ago, which is entirely possible since we've seen posts on your site that are much older than that. But still, there's only three months worth of data, so there's not a lot we can tell of this other than there's not a lot of activity. And then real quick, let's hit up the Open Site Explorer. Mostly the same thing. It's telling us that it's only seeing two links from two different domains, so that's a one-to-one ratio is really good. It's showing one of these is from a Buzzle article site, and it's using the anchor text Online Blackjack. So just to beat a dead horse, diversify, both in anchor text, on your site, everywhere, use some other phrases. But that pretty much covers it, because there's not a lot of link building activity happening on the site. But I think we uncovered some interesting things where everybody can probably learn from.
Yeah. So takeaways from everyone, for everyone, I should say. You've already heard it enough, diversify. Second of all, try to keep consistent with your writing. Don't let your site go too stale. I mean, there's obviously some sites out there that'll do just fine if they've got a basic site and they don't have a lot of competition. Obviously, this is about as competitive as it gets. You're going to need to make this site very, well, it's going to have to be alive. It's going to have its own viewership. People have to be interested in it. The search engines are getting too good at determining what is boring, to put it simply. And that interaction is going to be more and more important as things go on.
There's an interesting, that the new ranking factors from SEO Moz for 2011 came out a couple weeks ago when you were at SMX, right before SMX. But then afterwards, Rand did a presentation somewhere. It might have been at SMX, and he posted this slideshow at slideshare.com. And I was reading through it just today, actually just looking at some of the analysis of what they've determined from the new ranking factors. And one of the things, there's three things that all these SEOs that participated said are going to be growing. Two of them were totally social on page, social at the domain level. But the other one that everybody thinks is going to be a very important ranking factor is quality of the page, usability of the page, and readability of the page. And you can't just throw up content that's not quality content anymore and it'll work. It's got to be quality.
Very well said. One thing I'd like to mention too is my presentation from Toronto is online. It's called Competitive Analysis of Offsite Success Factors. So pretty much what John just went at there, except in this case, it's competitor analysis. I've got a lot of, I think, some good tips in there. You can find it at SlideShare. So, but it's I hate how they do this shortener. Anyway, SlideShare with the .re instead of all one word.
SlideShare.
Yeah. not er. You're confusing people. SlideSha.re / site analysis. That's it. And it'll get you there. Not that that was easy. you can also find it on my Twitter feed, at Ross Dunn. In any case, it's all there for you to see. I'm going to be doing a audio version of it soon, too. I've got Camtasia, so I'm going to start doing play-by-plays of my presentations, so I can archive them for people to use.
Nice. Hey, I just want to let everybody know also, not tomorrow, but next Tuesday, I'm going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan at the Get Listed University presentation for local search for small businesses. David Nim, Mike Blumenthal, a lot of great people are going to be there speaking on local search, and it's going to be a really good day. So if anybody's in the area, come join us. If you go to getlisted.org, there's a link for Get Listed University and a link to the Michigan show.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks everyone for joining us today. I hope that that helped you out, Mark. We're looking forward to any feedback you can provide on our Facebook page. And I should note to everyone, we are sorry we haven't been very active on there lately. I know there's a lot of great comments. In fact, one of them called you out fairly enough. John, you were going to provide article on your Plus One. And you haven't posted it, have you?
I know, because it changed on me. I have to rewrite it. And it changed because of our show, actually. After our show and you and I discussing it, I came up with a whole new twist and theory. So I'm like trying to find time to rewrite it. But it's still coming, I promise.
Okay. So you might want to go there and update it in case our friend doesn't listen to this particular cast show. Of course, everyone listens to the show. But, you know. in any case, we were wrapping up there and I screwed it up. So have a great week, everyone. Remember, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern every Monday is our show. And we love it. And we hope you can join us next week. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
The holidays are doubly important this year, so make your celebrations doubly special. At Kroger, we've got a huge selection of high-quality meats on top of fresh, natural produce, like fresh, never-frozen prime-grade beef and our Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts, or delicious King Crab legs with our private selection gourmet potatoes. Whew, had to say that doubly fast. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.